Well, good morning. Pretty weak. Good morning. That's much better, at least a little better. Did you get a good night's rest? No. You pay today when you don't, okay? How important. We're going to make a little change in what we have been doing the last couple of days of having a review of where we've been, because our goal this morning is to get into chapter 6. But we don't want to take a big jump from where we left off yesterday to chapter 6. There's some salient points that we want to hit. I want to express again that our desire is, if our desire was to hit every point in every verse, we would be here for months. What is it we're trying to accomplish? We're trying to help you build a framework, okay? A skeleton or the a box we're going to put the big boards in. And when you go home, you're going to fill it in. If you don't go home and study the Word of God, it's going to remain just where it was when you left here. But that's our desire here. So I wonder, I'm going to ask for the public reading, that we will ask someone to read chapter 6. We may not get through it today. Somebody that didn't read for us, a brother, don't be afraid of a microphone. I've never been bitten by one, okay? It won't happen. So if someone could read chapter 6 for us of Romans, we're going to go back and pick up a few verses in chapter 5 and make the transition. So who is my volunteer? Now don't everybody speak at once. There you go. Thank you, brother.
All right. Chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried in him by baptized into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of death, we shall be also in his likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth not, no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed, sin but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we say, sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are not, are to whom obey, whether of sin unto death, of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart of form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of ye flesh. For as ye have yielded members and servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now ye your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof? Ye are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruits unto holiness and the end of everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you, dear brother. I appreciate it.